The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Kama has been graciously dedicated by Rav Tzvi Reisman and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his esteemed father, Harav Yehoshua Heschel Reisman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an Eloi to his neshama.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire Masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Bava Kama, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a very long and very difficult siman in Choshen Mishpat, which is known as the most difficult siman in Choshen Mishpat, and that is Siman Chof Hei. Siman Chof Hei deals with what the responsibility is of a dayan who makes a mistake. A dayan who awards an award that was not supposed to be awarded. Let's say for technical purposes, the winner of the award collects the money that's entitled him from the Din Torah, and he runs away or he's not to be found, there's no way we can collect the money. When is the dayan himself responsible for the damage that's caused? If the dayan made a mistake and really he paskened wrong. So in certain cases, the dayan would be responsible to compensate the losing party for the damage that he caused. In today's day, it's less negeah, because in today's day, we normally sign a shtar bearer in an arbitration agreement that releases the dayan of this such an obligation. But there are certain mistakes that a person cannot release his obligation. There are certain very blatant mistakes that a dayan can make, which possibly he could be responsible to pay. Siman Chof Hei deals with all the intricacies of all the different types of mistakes and the different types of agreements and arbitration agreements that bind the parties in specific ways. It's a very complex siman and a very difficult one. However, just to keep things simple, let us talk today about a case where the dayanim would be responsible, whatever that case may be. The dayanim, by accident, came out with a psak that was wrong, and thereby they caused a loss to the losing party. And the losing party wants to be compensated. The dayanim realize their mistake, and they want to pay back. Now, what would be the halacha if two out of the three dayanim were to have paskened wrong, but the third dayan paskened correctly? He really wanted to paskin that they were potter and they didn't have to pay. He got outvoted by his friends, the other two dayanim, by his colleagues, and since he's part of the Bezdin, he signed on the psak, and through his signature, even though his psak, his opinion was the right one and he was really potter, but he still had to sign because he's part of the Bezdin. And what would be when it comes to compensation? Does that third dayan have to pay just like his two colleagues? Or do we say, no, since he was right, he really didn't pasuk like this, so he's not part of this claim, and he doesn't have to pay. The Mechaber and Siman Chof Hei If Gimel, at the end of Siv Gimel, the Mechaber brings down a din that's brought down in the Rush. Now, I'll quote the words of the Mechaber. V'im hayu ha-dayanim ra Gimel. What happens if there were three dayanim in this case? V'holchu ach ha-shnayim shebehem, and the Bezdin went after the two, because we know we go bas a roiv. If roiv of dayanim pask in one way, that remains the psak. Achare rabim lahatois. And it comes out that it's a mistake. The third dayan never really paskin like that. He was just drawn along. Says the Mechaber in the name of the Rosh, Hey Mishalmin Beis Chalokim, V'achelek HaShlishi Mafsid Baladin. They have to pay 2/3 of the claim, and the third Dayan is Potter from paying, and it comes out that the loser, the person who lost the Din Torah, ends up losing a third, because there's nowhere for him to get compensation. Asks the Tzoyis HaChoshen the following question. The halacha is, there's a Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, which is brought down in today's Daf, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a machlokes in that Gemara between Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. The Gemara reads as follows. What happens if the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, halfway down the Yomud. Shor shadochav es chaver lebor. If there's one ox, one shor that pushes his friend into a pit, so the Chachamim say, Bala shor chayiv, bala bor, potter. The Bala shor is chayiv, and the bala bor is potter. Rav Nosson Omar, that they each pay half, and the Gemara explains that that's in a case where the shor is a shor muet. But however, if the shor is a shor tam, so really in essence the shor, even though he's a partner in this hezek, but his portion of the hezek is only a chatzi nezek, we know the tam has to only pay half of the nezek, so really he should only pay a quarter. He should pay a half because he's a partner, and he should pay another half of the half because the tam only pays chatzi nezek. So what happens to the other part of his payment? Says Rav Nosson, the balabor has to pay 3 chalokim, even though he's an equal shutif, he's an equal partner, but since he's partnering with somebody who is not obligated to pay, he also is potter. The balashor is potter. He pays revia, he pays a quarter, and the balabor compensates and takes over the obligation and pays 3/4, even though he's an equal shutif. Now the Gemara asks, what is going on over here? Are they both a whole partner? Did they both do the whole hezek? Did they both do half the hezek? What's the case? Ask Seis HaChoshen. We see the Rav Nosson says that there's a din, a concept of kileka l'shtalume mihai, l'shtalume mihai, that when we cannot take from one person, when we cannot collect from one person, yet we collect from his partner. In other words, if two people partner in a hezek, and for some reason one of the two partners are potter from paying, we see here that Nosson's shita is that the other partner has to kick in and cover and compensate for the other partner. Asks the Seis HaChoshen. If so, why don't we say the same thing by 3 dayanim? These 3 dayanim are partners in a hezek. They all 3 together caused this damage. They paskined wrong. One of them, we can't obligate him because he paskined right. He was really correct. So the other 2 should kick in and compensate the damaged party a full compensation, and they should cover for the third poor party. Why don't we paskin in this case, kilek l'shtalume mehai l'shtalume mehai? So Tzoyis HaChoshen wants to say that the answer lies in today's Gemara. The Gemara over here talks about when you have a shlomim and you have 2 parts to one behema. Part of the animal is owned by the bailim, by the owners, and part of the animal is owned by Hagdish. And what do we say over here? Shlomim shezigu goyim v'sarmeni goyim v'mureyim. The Gemara says that if a shlomim goes ahead in his mazik, so we know there's 2 parts to every shlomim. Part of the shlomim, the basa, the meat of the shlomim, is owned by the owner, and the emurim, the part that we sacrifice, we makav on the mizbeach, is owned by Hekdish. So the Gemara says, we know that Hekdish is poshut, that you can't collect from the Emurim. So what does it mean? What's Rab Abba trying coming along and telling us? Shlomim Shaziku Goyvim Psoron Ve'ina Goyvim Ein Mureyim. Says the Gemara, Le'tzricha Le'goyva Mibsoron Keneged Ein Mureyim. The halacha is that you can only take from the part of the basa, the part of the meat that is responsible for the hezek. And we don't say that since the emurim are potter, because it's hegdish, that the basa has to compensate for the emurim. And the Gemara asks, why not? The Gemara says, if it's Rav Nosson, like we said earlier, if it's Rav Nosson, and Nosson says, ki leka l'shtalume mehai, ishtalume mehai. So why over here don't we say the same thing? So the Ramban explains, and the Ktzoyis brings it down in Simen Chof Hei, and later on, at the end of the Choshe Mishpat in Simen Tof Yud, he brings down from the Ramban as follows. The Ramban says that the reason why by Basar we say that the Basar does not compensate for the Emurim is because since the Basar and the Emurim are one party, they're one behemoth, and without each half of the behemoth, without the Basar, without the Emurim, there would have been no Hezek at all. In such a case, we don't say, Kileke l'shtalume mehai l'shtalume mehai. In other words, if there's two separate entities that are both partners in a Hezek, so whether we say each one did the entire Hezek together, or each one did its own half, and together they did the Hezek, however you look at it, there's the halacha for whatever reason of kileka l'shtalume mehai m'shtalume mehai, because each one in and of itself would have done at least what it did, at least half, if not the whole. So therefore, he's part of the hezek, and we see him as a person, as the a chelik of the mazik, that as a portion of the mazik that did the hezek. However, by basar and emurim, each one in and of itself cannot have damaged. It wouldn't have done nothing. It wouldn't have done the entire hezek, and for sure it wouldn't have done half of the hezek. It wouldn't have done anything, because a basar without emurim and emurim without basar have no power to be mazik at all. In that case, we don't say lekash shlumim mehai l'shlumim mehai. Says the Pesach Zachoishen, if that's the case, then it's very understandable the din of the Rosh that the Mechaber brings down in Simen Chof Hei, by three dayonim, where two of them paskin wrong, and one of them wanted to paskin right, but was forced into signing the psak that paskin wrong, that since he wanted to paskin right, and he never paskin wrong, he's potter. And in this case, we wouldn't say, ki leka l'shtalume mehai l'shtalume mehai. We wouldn't say that since one of them is potter, the other two have to kick in and compensate. Why? Because the only way a bezdin can issue a psak is only through the embodiment of the entire bezdin coming out with the psak din. Two people of the bezdin can't paskin, even though we say that roiv is good enough, but the psak needs to come from a bezdin. The Maimar Mizgar, parenthetically, I'd like to just bring down in the name of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says in Stencil, he asks the question that we know, that we learn the din of Roiv, we learn the din of Rubik Kekula, that Roiv is like the whole thing we learned from Sanhedrin, Acharei Rabin Lahatois. Asks Reb Chaim, if so, where do we see the other din of Roiv? There's two dinim of Roiv. One is that you can go after Roiv, that if you find meat in the street, and most of the butcher shops in the town are kosher, you can be soimich that it came from the roiv and you're allowed to eat it. But then there's another din of roiv, and that we learn from Acharei Rabin Lahatois. Since roiv of the people hold in certain ways, so we go after those, just like we go after the meat stores, the butcher shops. We go baser roiv. So the same thing by dayanim, do we go baser roiv? But where do you see the other din of Acharei of bitul beroiv? We know if a little bit of Dover Osir of tray falls into a big pot of soup, you're allowed to eat it because it's bottled to the roiv. That piece becomes a part of the roiv and it becomes kosher. And the same as the for carrot. If you have roiv treif and heter falls in, it's a sapich. Where do we see that in Bezin? Says Reb Chaim, because even though in Beis Din we go after the two, the psak has to come out from an embodiment of a Beis Din. The Beis Din has to consist of either 23 or 3, but all three members of the Beis Din have to pask in the din. Even though one of them says Pater and two of them say Chayiv, but the psak has to come from the entire Beis Din. The psak doesn't come from the two. The psak comes from all three, even though one's screaming Pater. But since the other two are saying Chayiv, this Beis Din is a Beis Din that's saying Chayiv. Zok Reb Chaim, that's where we see the Acharei Rabim Lahatois. That's where we see the din of Bittel Baroi from Beis Din, because this person who's screaming Pater, he's Nishapach, and he becomes Keilu, he's a person that's really screaming Chayiv. If that's the case, it's Muvin Me'elav, why we don't say Kilek L'Shlumim Mehai V'Shlumim Mehai, just like that boss of Emurim. Since without each Chelek of the Behemoth, each part of the Behemoth, we wouldn't have, there would have been no Hezek done. So we don't say Kilek L'Shlumim Mehai V'Shlumim Mehai. We don't say that one partner has to compensate for the other partner's misdeeds, for the other partner's damages. Likewise, by Beis Din, the same thing applies. Since the only way to issue a psak din, to issue a judgment, is by three dayanim getting up and saying, and issuing the psak, even though one of them is saying, not like the other two, it's as if the entire Beis Din is screaming and saying, Chayiv, and therefore, we would not say Kilek L'Shlumim Mehai, Shlumim Mehai, and if one of the dayonim say Pater, and the other two say Chayiv, only the two that said Chayiv are going to be the ones that are going to have to compensate the damaged loser, the damaged party of the Din Torah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.